Welcome, everybody. Share number 1329. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Rabbi Baron Zis. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lila Fuah Shleima Miriam Rezel Basdina. Getting back to our malacha of Merakade sifting. Okay, so an interesting question comes up. Something which we've spoken about in the past, actually, in the malacha of Borer, which was a long, long time ago. So we want to just review it again. And it's a question which many people ask all the time. That is removing the tea bag from the tea. In other words, what are we saying? Let's say we're not getting into the bishul pot, the cooking pot, but many people make tea essence before Shabbos, which is the right thing to do. It's preferable not to, one should try not to make tea on Shabbos, even though it might be in a kli shlishi. We're not going to get into all those halachas right now. But lemaisa, be it as it may, So to make tea essence before Shabbos, how does it work? Yeah, a person takes 2-3 tea bags or whatever the case is, and cooks them up in hot water in a either a kli rishon or ira kli rishon where they poured from the urn and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, again, that's the bishul pot. But now the question is, a person has their 2 or 3 tea bags in a big cup or in a pitcher or whatever the case is, where the hot water was, right, or hot water is, and they had their tea essence and everything. Fine. So now the question is, now it's Shabbos, and the tea was cooked, and the tea was made, and the tea essence, everything was done before Shabbos, no problem. Now it comes Shabbos, what they want to do is, it's just simply, they didn't have a chance, whatever, they want to take out the tea bags, 1 or 2 tea bags, or 3 tea bags, whatever, that are in the, that's in the tea essence, right? So the question is, could you do that? Now, so number one, we have to realize is there's, as far as taking out the tea bag, let's say you have a tea bag in water, and it was tea essence made before Shabbos or whatever. So that has a din of a large item in a liquid. And we've spoken about in the past that a large item in a liquid is, in general, is not a problem. A person has not else boyer and not else marakate. In general, a person has a large matzo bowl, right? Not those little matzo bowls, but a little bit larger matzo bowl in this bowl of soup, right? He has a bowl of soup and he has a large matzo bowl right in the middle. So he wants to take out the matzo bowl. So that's fine. That's no problem. It doesn't have a din of mixed up. And we even spoke about the last few shiurim in reference to large pieces of lemon or whatever in a pitcher and these type of things. Okay, so we see large, if it's a large item in a liquid in general, it doesn't have a din of mixed. So that's not, it's not a question of taking out the tea bag from the liquid. But the question is, which comes up, that is, when one takes out the tea bag, so, and let's say you pick up the tea bag by the string. Now you pick it up. It's draining out. What happens is the liquids that are in the tea bag, you're not even squeezing it, but the liquids start draining out through the holes in the tea bag. And that, according to some poskim, runs under the malacha of merakade, and one has to be careful. Basically, what happens is the tea bag is being used as a strainer. Okay, so just to read from the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas, how he brings it down on page 519, he says like this, Lamaisa, just according to many poiskim, it's not, but one should be careful, because according to some poiskim, it could be a deraisa. He says, according to some poiskim, the use of a tea bag on Shabbos presents problems of merakade or borer, because the tea bag is a type of a straining implement. Again, pulling out the tea bag from the tea essence is not the issue. In general, that doesn't have a din of mixed up. It's the tea bag itself with the liquids in the tea bag. So he explains further. They maintain, those places can maintain that removing the wet dripping tea bag from the glass is tantamount to straining the tea essence that continues to drip from the remaining tea leaves by means of the tea bag. That's plain and simple, right? So that's what's happening. You hold up the tea bag, a person picks up the tea bag, let's say by the string, for example, right? And as when they're picking it up, they hold it up. So it starts dripping, the tea essence from the glass is now in the tea bag. Right, as when the person picks up the tea bag, so it's basically the liquid is being strained through the little holes in the tea bag, and that's according to some poskim, it's running into a problem of straining. So what's the best way to go about it? It's a very simple solution. So one should be careful. If it's possible, you always try and pull out the tea bags before Shabbos, but not always you're able to, right? So sometimes a person got stuck, they weren't able to pull out, they have their tea essence, everything is made, everything is good, but didn't have a chance to take out the tea bag. So a very simple solution. Therefore a tea bag may be used if the bag is removed with a spoon, for example. He says like this, if it's removed with a spoon, instead of being pulled out with its string. So what do you do? Usually during the week, a person grabs it by the string, picks it up, and as they pick it up, right, it's draining out, and then they just go ahead and throw it out. So on Shabbos, the best thing to do is to take a spoon, you scoop it up with the spoon, like this. This method, he explains further, this method is permitted because removing the tea bag with a spoon does not exert pressure on the tea bag. It's just basically, right, the tea bag, you're not squeezing it out, you're not holding it up. So basically it's permitted to do because removing the tea bag with a spoon does not exert any pressure, and therefore no essence is being extracted. It's just the tea bag is sitting there in the spoon with the liquids. You throw it out and you are good to go. Okay, so that's basically the bottom line. I mean, there's another way to do it also, but a person will lose like a good chunk of the tea. Let's say somebody tips over the cup, or tips the pitcher, or tips, or whatever the case is, and they have the tea bag in there. Let's say I have the tea essence in a pitcher, for example, and I have a few tea bags. So as I tilt the pitcher, so the tea bags flow out with the tea essence. That could also be done, but usually in such a case like that, so you're pouring out the tea essence and you're pouring out the tea bags also together with it, so that's also fine, but you're going to lose a chunk of the tea essence. So in general, the best way to go is to just stick the spoon underneath and flip it out into the garbage, putting the tea bag onto the spoon itself. Okay, just one more quick thing. He brings down the Sefer Shabbos Kitchen, the new edition on page 161. He wants to say also, possibly, he says, when removing the bag, just to read the whole thing, what he says over here, he says, one may not, again on page 161, one may not squeeze a tea bag, that we understand, right, to extract the essence. This is because the bag is considered a instrument in separating the essence from the bag. Okay, so Lemaitzi says when removing the bag, it's preferable to use a spoon, like we said, to use a spoon to remove the bag. So, but he says, the point I want to bring out now is, if no spoon is available, one may remove the bag quickly, right? I don't have a spoon. What am I going to do? I got to get rid of the bag. I can't have the tea bag in my essence. I don't have a spoon. What should I do? So if no spoon is available, one may remove the bag quickly, he says, without the intent of having essence drop from the bag into the liquid. In other words, to pick up the bag and hold it up, my essence is going into the bag, so my essence is going back into the tea. I want to get every drop I could. I'm not going to squeeze it, but I'll let it drip. That you can do. But if you flip it real quickly, he brings this down from the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, Perek Gimel Halacha Samach Dalad, that if you remove the bag like real quickly without any intent of having essence drop from the bag into the liquid, so you sort of like give it a, you grab it, flip out, grab it by the string, flip it right into the garbage, so that would also be fine. Preferably to use a spoon because of the fact that, where do we draw the line? But if somebody doesn't have a spoon, to quickly grab it by the string, 1, 2, 3, right into the garbage, without having it hold up and having no intentions of having the tea come back in to the liquid, so that would also be fine. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.